Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in? 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone. And with this, you can set up every facet of your day. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. Because they're going to tell you about things you can't possibly imagine. That there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Second hour of the show today, we're going to be joined by Michelle and Edwin from Texas Law Shield. Third hour of the day, we're going to hear from Mike Deddy. He is the author of Guns Across the Border. During Operation Wide Receiver, he was the singular FFL licensee out there that they were using. They were getting guns through him and shipping them to Mexico. We're going to find out how an ATF sting works from a guy who was there that worked with him and then got left out. He got hung out to dry over that one. Another open letter from Mike Vanderbilt to Attorney General Eric Holder starts out this way. You may have high hopes for the retrieval of your bureaucratic fortunes with this reanimation of the Domestic Terrorism Executive Committee. But the villagers will be watching this time for the operational reappearance of Janet Reno's Frankenstein with pitchforks, torches, and not accidentally, thanks to your boss, plenty of firearms in their hands when it does. Vanderbilt is a... I like Mike Vanderbilt. Never talk to him. I have a direct line of communication to him if I could ever get it set up, but... He is the one, along with David Kodria, that broke Fast and Furious. And he has been a thorn in their side the whole time. His followers know him as a writer, a blogger, and a speaker, and founder of the 3% movement, which he describes as the maximum percentage of active forces in the field against the king's tyranny among the colonists of the revolutionary period. He was writing to the Attorney General about reports that the Department of Justice is putting together a task force to combat an escalating danger from homegrown terrorists within the United States. He was cautioning against casting a net that would catch up those of us who make our opposition to the conduct of the government in contravention of the Constitution known. It's interesting that they do this because this is coming from a department that escalates suspicions against citizens over such, innocent and blatantly
ridiculous reasons as shaving off your beard or owning a giant inflatable pink pig while its own agents obstruct Congress on true insider threats within the government and employ known racists like the guy who shot up the Jewish synagogue in Kansas but only killed Christians. This is Vanderbilt's third attempt to persuade Holder. He is needlessly poking a hornet's nest, although even Vanderbilt would tell you he doubts his concerns are going to be, you know, listened to. I think he issues these warnings not necessarily because he believes tyranny is amenable to reasonable petition, but he feels this moral imperative to do everything in his power to avert an ultimate response from abused citizens he foresees as inevitable. He's done this twice before. His first letter was entitled No More Free Wacos, and his attempt to deter misadventure against the armed citizenry in his U.S. versus Olofsson open letter. He wrote, you know, sometime this month or perhaps next, we're going to pass a signal milestone. By my calculations, that is when the FBI will announce the turning over of the citizen armament odometer to 100 million background checks since your collectivist master became president. 100 million in a little over 5 years. Then consider Clausewitz's observation that in military affairs, quantity has a quality all of its own. And this arms race on the part of the citizenry is a military reality to anyone arrogant enough, grasping enough, and stupid enough to try to force tyranny on the people of this country. Let that sink in a bit. Don't believe me? Ask your analysts if they haven't already told you. And now you want to retrieve the fortunes of your self-discredited militarized bureaucracy by using such tactics against your regime's political opponents, whose only crime is they refuse to be seduced by your lies. You ought to go check that out. You can find it at the Sipsey Street Irregulars website. And this is not a threat on his part. He's not threatening anybody. What he's doing is, this is an analysis of cause, effect, and likely outcomes. Should those intent on imposing rule instead of protecting freedom overstep legitimate authority with absolute naked oppression? We've seen this before. We've seen this during the reign of another president. And he rivaled our current one in his fear and despising of an armed citizenry. And, you know, despotism and mass destruction has plagued every civilization that preceded ours, hasn't it? And it's still sort of commonplace throughout the globe. But what suspension of reality, what denial of the observable and the probable by you know, what device or magic are we sheltered? How are we immune from catastrophe? These are not going to remain headline curiosities. Is it not just plain stupid to proclaim that our familiar way of life will be forever normal when everything that has gone before us shows that we are instead very lucky and we're beneficiaries of a rare and fortunate convergence of circumstance, and one, by the way, that has been preserved at the barrel of a gun? I guess what Mike might be expressing might be observed as an indicator of a domestic threat. He doesn't care, because he realizes what you should realize, which is what I realize, and it's simply this. We created government. Government is a creation of man. Our government is meant to secure the blessings of liberty. It was never intended, nor is it even intended today, whether you are disengaged, or you're just, you're patriotic, or even if you're liberal and a Marxist and a socialist and all these other things, it was never intended to be a destructive monster spreading fear and death amongst its own people. Whether they like it or not. When we get back, let's ask the question, should citizens have the right to rebel? On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter's Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Thailand, the red shirt and yellow shirt factions don't agree on much, but they do have one thing in common, which is invoking Section 69 of the now-suspended Thai Constitution, which grants citizens a right to peacefully resist any act committed to obtain powers to rule the country by means not in accordance with the modus operandi as provided in the Constitution. Now, Thailand is not alone. In studies done by Tom Ginsberg from the University of Chicago and Emiliana Versteeg of the University of Virginia, they have found that 37 countries representing roughly 20% of all nations, have such rights. And that percentage is growing, having more than doubled since 1980. In some nations, where that is part, you know, constitutional within their country, I guess one question that would be asked was how? How would they do that? Now, for me and you, blessed to be born American, we have answers to that. For Americans who are very often, by our very nature, suspicious of government, that right doesn't sound like a bad idea at all. There's something a little bit paradoxical in the idea of a constitutional provision empowering individuals to resist, or in some cases openly rebel, against the very same authorities and institutions so meticulously established elsewhere in the same document. But it does make sense that the final say on matters of government should lie with the people, and that such a clause might well serve as a valuable insurance policy in the future. One thing about these clauses, though, they tell us more about a country's past than about its future. Sometimes countries introduce the right to resist into constitutions following a crisis in which people followed the orders of national authorities, and it was catastrophic. Rwanda's first post-genocide constitution, for example, grants each citizen the right to defy orders received from his or her superior authority if the orders constitute a serious and manifest violation of human rights and public freedoms. Similarly, the West Germans adopted a right to resist, a provision that survived unification and remains in Germany's constitution to this day. Very often the right appears in constitutions written in the immediate aftermath of a military revolt or a popular revolution. Such founding texts frequently include language meant to justify the overthrow of the old order, as well as provide a blueprint for the new. Now, our founding fathers, with their fondness for the idea of natural rights, might have embraced something similar in the United States had the Declaration of Independence not been separated by more than a decade from the drafting of the Constitution. During that time, our French compatriots included a right to resist oppression in their 1789 Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, which later became the preamble to the post-revolutionary Constitution of 1793, and is still in force since France's 14 subsequent constitutions, including its current one. Similar provisions were included by the drafters of nearly a dozen U.S. state constitutions, from the fiercely independent lands like New Hampshire and Texas to the more traditionally supine states like Maryland. Now, there is no explicit right to resist within our Constitution, but that hasn't stopped Americans during certain times from finding them. During the Whiskey Rebellion, which pitted Pennsylvania farmers against the nascent federal authorities, the rebels invoked just such a right. At the outset of the Civil War, some Confederate leaders argued that the Declaration of Independence had conferred a constitutional right to rebel. Since then, anti-government movements have claimed that such a right is implicit in the Second Amendment, or failing that, the Fourth. The courts don't want to touch it. They're very reluctant to uphold any such argument. They prefer that individuals resist their government through a more conventional legal channel. Thailand, they have the right to resist allowed only for peaceful resistance, while other countries like Benin and Ghana, Cape Verde, have gone further. They explicitly authorize the use of force, or even upgrade the right to a duty or obligation. Honduras, they have a constitutional right of insurrection, and that has spanned several constitutional rewrites since its debut in 1957. When the Honduran Congress, backed by the country's armed forces, removed President Manuel Zelaya from power in 2009, the right was cited as a justification for his ouster. Yet when Zelaya himself sought to harness it to stage a comeback, the requisite mobs failed to materialize. But this resisting government, here's how the dynamic typically will play out. A government with questionable democratic credentials takes administrative control following a coup or revolution, or else is democratically elected after previously failing to seize power through one of the above. Very soon afterward, those rulers consolidate their power by drafting a new constitution, one which includes a right to resist, ostensibly meant to serve as ex post facto validation of their past attempts to overthrow their predecessors. In a Faustian fashion, the proviso becomes a thorn. This is item number two. In the side of the administrations that govern under the new constitution, as agitators and enemies wield it to foment instability. When that instability grows great enough, it produces a crisis that topples the very system it was supposed to be legitimizing. And the provision, or one like it, often sticks around in the next constitutional revision, since taking it out might signal weakness or fear on the part of the country's new rulers. This right to resist, there's people that say, does this make the world more unstable? See, we don't have a right to resist within the Constitution, but we have the mechanisms by which to do it. Don't forget that during the drafting of the Constitution and everything else, Thomas Jefferson was out there thinking we were going to have an upheaval every 30 years, a bloody, violent upheaval. So without articulating it, they just put the tools in place in order to make that happen, which is the Second Amendment. Justice Vanderbilt warns that going too far off the reservation leads to the pitchforks and the torches and, you know, of course, the firearms. This was put in place, I think, in the hopes, and, you know, I don't know. But I think this was put in place if the federal government looked out over the horizon and saw a robust armed populace, that there would be no need for a upheaval. And what we have now is the big disconnect. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the things that Gun Owners of America specializes in is we send word out to the people connected to gun owners and let them know what's going on, and then give them the mechanism, the phone number, depending on who your guy is, your senators, your representatives. We give you the means but to contact them either via email or on the phone or whatever, however you want to do that. And we do that because we know that they have to listen to you. They like being politicians. They like being senators and U.S. representatives. Now, all of a sudden, the city's Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is part of the Second Amendment Foundation, or it's two halves that make a whole, if you will. They're both run by Alan Gottlieb. Normally what they do is they bring lawsuits, but today, or the other day, on June the 5th, they called on the Congress to rein in President Barack Obama and his administration following the release of five Taliban terrorists at the same time the Justice Department has allegedly used financial institutions to clamp down on gun and ammunition companies. Now, the Bergdahl incident has its raise the hackles on both sides of the aisle, because the Democrats didn't get consulted on this either. Nobody got consulted on this. Now, President Obama was supposed to advise Congress with a 30-day advance notice, as required by law. But he went on ahead with the exchange anyway. And that has infuriated members on both sides of the aisle. And that's getting a whole lot of attention. So in an unusual move, Gottlieb last Thursday put out a blistering press release saying it is time for Congress to step in and do its job as an equal branch of the government. This administration has created one scandal after another, from Fast and Furious through Obamacare and Benghazi, the IRS, the Veterans Administration, now the Taliban release. He left out, of course, choke point. Congress needs to play the adult and put some brakes on the White House before we lose all of our constitutional rights. He does mention that choke point. He mentions how they're choking off banking services to the businesses. Now, last week, the National Shooting Sports Federation revealed that it has been investigating the possible role, a la choke point, in the firearms industry. Wall Street Journal has reported that Capitol Hill Republicans were digging into the controversy, asserting that the government has pressured banks to stop handling payments for merchants deemed as high risk, including gun dealers, short-term lenders, and credit repair programs, punishing good actors along with the bad ones, which is what they do. This is what laws do. Fraud is already illegal. You go out and you find the people committing fraud, and then you prosecute them. You arrest them, you prosecute them, you put them out of business. Now, he's up for re-election, and it's this week. Primaries are this week here in South Carolina. But last week, Senator Lindsey Graham, which this is hearing something like this come out of his face is the blue moon. It is the snowball that emerges from the other side of hell intact. He's hinted that impeachment is now not out of the question if the president continues to act unilaterally, as though Congress was an unnecessary speed bump. Not everyone is on board with that, including one of those conservative darlings, Senator Marco Rubio. And then there's the case of Marine Sergeant Andrew Tomarizzi, in jail because he crossed a border he didn't know was there. When the DHS released how many tens of thousands of criminals back into the U.S. streets, because Mexico didn't want them, couldn't they have released Sergeant Tomarizzi? Would it be more effective to return to Mexico jailed Mexican nationals? Put them on a bus, take them deep into the heart of Mexico, and let them go there? Would that be a more effective threat? Is it the fact that this Marine is being held on a weapons charge? Does that make it, is he more reluctant, you think, because of that? Gottlieb does make. Tell you why that makes it, I find that to be unfortunate, because we don't need to do that in order to get Mexico to shift. You want to see Mexico let go of Sergeant Tomarizzi? Somehow, some way, get the Border Patrol to tighten up. They want to tighten up. Oh, God knows they want to tighten up hard. Their rules of engagement are so bad, it's pathetic. Get them to tighten up, harden the border, shut the porous flow down. Choke off the 65,000 that are coming through a month. Let them stay in Mexico. Some of these people have come from all over Central America to come in through Mexico. Let them stay in Mexico. Kill that new resource that they have. Money going into Mexico from the United States, from Mexicans, is their third largest national product. It's a big part of their GDP. Money for nothing is what it boils down to. They don't have to do anything to, except have the border open. And then let's see what happens with Sergeant Tomarizzi. Kill that provision altogether. Now, this president is going to do it. He isn't going to do it. It's okay for him to let, you know, go get, secure the release of a Taliban sympathizer by releasing five viable Taliban. Me either, Magnum. I don't know what happened to you. Five Taliban commanders who just can't wait. You know, right now they're getting the hugs and the kisses on the cheeks, and they're, you know, they're having the prayer meetings. They can't wait to get all strapped back up and come back at us. We will hear from them again. And we took a guy who deserted. We traded for a guy who was a deserter, then a collaborator. We traded for him, and we're letting a good man, a good Marine, languish in a prison in Mexico because he took a wrong turn. If it wasn't so, it would be, if it wasn't so stupid to say that out loud, which sounds humorous when, you know, who in the world would ever think that? It's so stupid, it's funny. But it's so real, it makes me want to cry. I can't cry when on air because Magnum has no way to modulate that. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, what I'm going to bring you comes from the National Review online. And it's interesting that it comes from there simply because they're supposed to be conservative. But they're concerned about a mandate. They're concerned about a mandate. And, you know, I'll let you decide whether you think this is something they should be concerned about. I have my own opinion of it. I have my own opinion of it. There's a different way to state this. But what they're talking about is not without precedent. In any event, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Edwin and Michelle from Texas Law Shield, followed by, in the third hour, Mike Deddy, former FFL holder, author of Guns Across the Border, the singular FFL that provided guns, and the ATF botched sting wide receiver. We're going to talk to him. Coming from the National Review online, penned by Charles C.W. Cook. I don't ever trust anybody who's got two middle names. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't know how you feel about it. A Colorado town has mandated that its residents own guns. Per the Denver Post, we should all have guns, lots of them, opined stylist Traciana Johansson as she painted highlights in the hair of a client who spoke up from beneath the tent of foil on her head to say that she has two guns. In fact, she shot a wild turkey with one of them last week. This is coming out of the small town of Nucla. As if it's, a new thing. And for some reason, the writer of this is acting like it's a new thing, too. I mean, Kennesaw did this back in the 80s, and they've had an 80% decline in crime. Now, Kennesaw doesn't go door to door. Let's see your gun. They don't do that. But what they did was they put out this statement. They made it an ordinance that said every head of the household has to have a gun. And crime plummets in Kennesaw. This is coming out of Nucla, Colorado, and they have put the National Second Amendment spotlight on them since on May 8th they passed the first and only municipal ordinance in Colorado requiring heads of households to have guns and ammunition in order to provide for and protect the safety, security, and general welfare of the town and its inhabitants. Bill Long was the only town board member to vote against the gun ordinance because he doesn't want more government rules and owns and loves multiple guns, keeps a big BB gun propped inside his front door as a thing to scare away deer. But here the National Review decides they're going to take a, you know, have an opinion over this. And they say, good for Bill Long, shame on the rest of the members. Now, they have a valid point to a point, okay? The idea that they're pushing forward is that there should be no difference between what one likes and what one thinks should be mandated is extraordinarily destructive to liberty, especially in today's world, where appeals for public health and public safety are routinely used to trump the freedom of the individual. And they compare this to the Obamacare individual mandate. They think it's a terrible idea because it forces people to buy a product they may not want, not because it operates in service of bad policy. This is a little bit different, though. Obamacare also comes along with a couple of really nefarious enforcement mechanisms. There is, within Obamacare, the unannounced inspection of your home. Yeah. Maybe the, Health and Human Services has SWAT teams. They all do already, so I'm sure. Maybe they'll borrow one from the Department of Agriculture or the NOAA. Whatever. There's an enforcement thing in there to where they can, you know, come into your home and check things out. I don't know what they're inspecting for. I don't know if they're going to be taking your pulse or your temperature or anything. And the whole part about getting in the house is sort of up in the air. That makes me worry. Now, there is no enforcement caveat in this ordinance coming out of Nucla. And for some reason, they missed that all together. the sheriff or the municipal police are not going to ride around in Nucla. Let me see your gun. I don't want to come to the door. They're not going to kick in the door. Now, Mr. Cook couldn't care less if, as the town claims, the ordinance gives criminals a head up. And he couldn't care less whether one thinks health insurance is a good or bad idea. And he's making these the same thing because it's mandated. What this shows, let me tell you something about what this shows. This shows where somebody cannot see a very subtle nuance that sometimes a government inadvertently does. I don't think Nucla is full of absolutely just genius, transcendental conservatives that said, you know, we can pass this and we don't even have to try to enforce it. We can just have signs up coming into the town. Now, according to Charles C.W. Cook, we either hold on the idea that mandates are bad for liberty or we don't. But I fail to see how telling a town, codifying that everyone should own guns, I fail to see how that's an assault on liberty. Weapons are by the final means by which we resist a government. And they're telling them to go out and get the tools with which they can arm, you know, be armed and resist government with. That's like them passing a thing saying that you should eat so you don't die, in my opinion, of malnutrition. And this Mr. Cook, he also he writes, a while back I joked that if conservatives behaved like progressives, we'd all be forced to carry guns in the name of public safety. I was laughed at it for suggesting it. It's not so funny anymore, is it? Where is this guy from? The mandate for me comes from the fact that I look at what goes around in the world, and I see that if something happens towards me, that it's going to take about 11.11 minutes for me. So the mandate that my own head throws my way is to walk around armed. And what Nucleus has done is they have codified it. They have made it a law. So in Colorado especially, with their new gun control regime, that sort of butts up against it, doesn't it? When it's mandated that you not only have the right to own a weapon, but you better own a weapon, isn't that sort of sticking something in the liberals' face? And here we have the National Review Online saying that a mandate is a mandate is a mandate, and it's never bad because government's already in our lives too much. Except in this particular one, I don't see them doing anything invasive beyond passing something that now they can put up signs on the outside of the city saying it is mandated here in Nucleus, Colorado, that all heads of households own weapons and ammunition. Home invade at your own risk. I have no idea what the crime rate is in Nucleus, Colorado. None. But I'd be willing to bet it isn't going to go up. No, I haven't covered a lot of things. I know that. I haven't covered the Las Vegas thing because things are still emerging on that. I get tired of having to do retractions from time to time. As soon as I have good data on that, I'll talk about that. Coming up next, from Texas/U.S. Law Shield, we're going to be joined by Edwin and Michelle. Coming up third hour, Mike Deddy, Guns Across the Border. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.